Morning, boys. No, it hasn't. It's still moving east. So it took a really long time to make that turn. We expected it to do the skids and then come back a lot earlier than it did. Consequently, what that does is it changes the long-term forecast. So this is the thing when we talked about yesterday. It was still 1,500 kilometres away. So any subtle changes will make big changes at the back end of the forecast. But it's still in the Gulf. It's still a Category 3 at this stage. And it's moving in an easterly direction, around about 15 to 20 kilometres an hour. It probably won't make landfall now until overnight tonight or very early on Saturday.
Okay, so because of those changes, does it mean it's going to be less destructive?
Yeah, at this stage, it certainly looks on the east coast that it's going to be much less destructive, if destructive at all. The reason being, the energy that it was getting from this other system in the upper levels of the atmosphere, that system has passed through, and you would have noticed yesterday you had some really nice storms coming through.
Yeah.
That was the energy from that upper system creating those thunderstorms. And so what we ended up getting is that the system sort of started to move eastwards as the upper system was pushing through, but it didn't start moving eastwards fast enough. So that upper system is now no longer in the long term going to provide this cyclone with that energy that it needed to stay as strong when it got down to around the Mackay area. So consequently, guys, what we're expecting isn't a complete fizzling out of the system. We are still expecting the system to move in a southeasterly direction down the northeast Queensland coastline. The places like Cairns, it'll still move very quickly through them, Townsville very quickly through them. But then as soon as it goes through to around the Bowen with Sunday's Mackay area, it looks as though that the energy of that system will disperse. And what will end up happening is the system will sort of stick around that coastline between Bowen, Mackay, with Sundays, and probably provide you with quite a bit of rain. So that whole idea of it moving through in 6 hours and gone, because the upper level system that was feeding it is gone now, the system probably won't be able to just push through really quickly. So what it'll do is it'll probably stick around, eventually die out around the Whitsundays. Look, it still can produce some very strong winds, especially if it gets just off the coast. We could still see the system redevelop into a Category 1 off the East Queensland coast. But the system has changed its overall forecast. We're not expecting it to go down to Brizzy and whack them or anything like that anymore, just because it's now not going to have that support of that storm system that came through yesterday. So it's all very fascinating how it all pieces together like a jigsaw.
Well, it's a great example as to, and we always say it, and you say it a lot as well, things can change so fast when it comes to cyclones, whether they can come towards you or not, and that's a perfect example of that, I guess.
Yeah, 100%, and especially when they're moving so slow and erratically in the Gulf like that. You know, these other cyclones themselves don't have a mind of their own. They have to do what the physics around them tells them to do. And so in this situation, what's happened is the physics around it has changed. Well, maybe not now, but in the near term, it will change, and the system will have to adopt a new track and find new ways of doing things.
There you go, hey. It's decided to go for a second bite at the cherry and go, nah.
I'll just stay here. I'll stay North Queensland. So the official forecast from the Bureau says some heavy rain this weekend and some gusts, wind gusts of up to 100 kilometres an hour. So that's pretty much saying what you're saying as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the potential is still there. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to say it's a fizzer or anything like that. The potential is still there for some very heavy rainfall, on particularly on Sunday now. And that could continue into Monday because, remember, that system's going to sort of potter around that with Sunday's Bowen Mackay area for quite some time. So, yeah, definitely the Bureau's forecast is still correct. There is the potential for those strong wind gusts and certainly the potential for heavy rain back end of the weekend.
Beautiful. Thanks, Nitzo.
No worries, guys.